The Ling 6 sounds were created by a guy named Daniel Ling. They are ah, oo, e, sh, s, and m. But why did he pick these 6 sounds? He picked them because, as you can see, they span all of the frequencies here, and they pretty much all fall within the typical range of decibels for speech. The problem is that people have taken these 6 sounds to mean way more than they actually do. They mean that a child can detect 6 single sounds in that specific situation. Being able to detect 6 single sounds does not mean that the child knows what the sounds mean. It doesn't mean that they can necessarily perceive them or understand them in connected speech. It definitely does not mean that the child can hear all the sounds of the English language. It means they can hear those 6 sounds. And we don't even know if the child hears the sounds the same way that we do. They could misperceive that sound every single time they hear it. The Ling 6 sounds are just supposed to be a way to tell if a child's equipment is functioning properly. If they can perceive them all one day and then they can't perceive a couple the next day, then we know there's a problem. That's it.